From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The youngest son and heir apparent of North Korean leader Kim Jong-il has made his most noteworthy public appearance yet. Kim Jong-un joined his father at a massive military parade today, marking the 65th anniversary of the ruling Workers' Party. NPR's Louisa Lim is one of the few reporters allowed into North Korea to watch the celebrations.
This is the occasion at which North Korea's next leader, Kim Jong-un, made his debut on the international stage. He appeared on the rostrum alongside his father, leader Kim Jong-il, during a massive military parade, marking the 65th anniversary of the Workers' Party. There was applause from the crowd as they appeared. Then father and son sat in silence a small distance apart, watching dispassionately as a military band performed and tanks and missiles rumbled past. It's said to be the largest parade in North Korean history, involving tens of thousands of soldiers and civilians. It's the first time that large numbers of foreign journalists have been invited in to see such a parade. It's clear that North Korea wants the outside world to see this display of military force and unity. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Pyongyang.
The mining minister in Chile says 33 miners who've been trapped deep underground for more than 2 months may be brought out on Wednesday, now that rescuers were able to drill into the chamber this weekend where the miners are stranded. The BBC's James Menendez is at the mine.
After the successful operation to break through to the miners' shelter, more than 600 meters below the surface, now begins the hard work of making sure that the escape shaft is ready for the rescue. Engineers said that they were pleased with the condition of most of the shaft, but the mining minister, Lawrence Goulburn, confirmed what many had suspected, that the top part needed to be reinforced because the rock was softer and might crumble. He said that 96 meters of rock would be lined with steel tubing. Then work will begin on setting up the winch that will lift the miners to the surface.
The BBC's James Menendez reporting. He was known as the King of Rock and Soul. Grammy winner and Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Solomon Burke has died. In the 1960s, this song, Everybody Needs Somebody to Love, was recorded by the Rolling Stones and Wilson Pickett. The song was later famously recorded by the Blues Brothers. Dutch authorities say Burke died early today, shortly after arriving at Amsterdam's Schiphol Airport on a flight from Los Angeles. He was 70 years old. In Germany, maritime officials say the fire is still burning aboard an empty 650-foot ferry in the Baltic Sea. The ferry was rocked by an explosion on its upper deck yesterday. Officials say it was accidental, but the incident forced the evacuation of almost 250 people aboard. Officials say the fire may be starting to die down. This is NPR News. Riot police in Serbia have clashed with hundreds of anti-gay protesters trying to disrupt a gay rights rally in downtown Belgrade. The protesters hurled bricks, stones, and glass bottles. Police say they have detained several of the protesters. A similar parade was canceled last year amid fears of violence. An eighth suspect is now in custody in New York as city officials pursue the investigation of a brutal anti-gay attack. NPR's Luis Schiavone reports the city is promising tough prosecution of hate crimes.
The accused are charged with the brutal extended torture of two teenage boys and a man. Hate crimes charges of assault, unlawful imprisonment, and robbery have been leveled against all of the suspects. Three face additional charges of committing a criminal sex act. Police say members of a gang calling itself the Latin King Goonies went after the victims after hearing a rumor that one of the men attacked, a new gang recruit, was gay. Police Commissioner Raymond Kelly says several of the suspects have made statements implicating themselves in the crime. City officials this weekend visited the empty brick townhouse believed to have been the scene of last week's attacks. Leaders vow that New York will not tolerate hate crimes. Louise Schiavone, NPR News.
The New York Yankees are celebrating a three-game sweep of the Minnesota Twins. Their 6-1 victory last night returns them to the American League Championship Series. Yankees winning pitcher Phil Hughes.
Oh, it was awesome. I mean, we wanted to wrap it up in this game, and, I just wanted to go out there and throw strikes and get ahead early and, let our offense take care of the rest. And they've done a great job, all season long, and, this is just another example of that.
The Yankees now await the winner of the Texas-Tampa Bay Series. This is NPR.